My name is Dr. Eleanor Chaplinsky. I am a board certified medical oncologist, and I specialize in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. And I work for Valley Health System in Ridgewood, New Jersey, which is affiliated with Mount Sinai in New York City. I am the head of breast medical oncology at Valley and also clinical assistant professor of medicine at Mount Sinai.
Dr. Chaplinsky, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we need to be putting a mammogram on our schedules and on the front burner, as it were, because it's too easy to just have time get the best of us and then we don't schedule the mammogram, and then before you know it, 2 years have passed. What do you say about scheduling it could help women get that on their calendar?
Women are busy, and sometimes as mothers, as wives, as colleagues, as partners, we don't always prioritize ourselves. And so, like you said, it's, I'll call, I'll keep calling. And then, as you know, months have gone by and you've missed your mammogram. We also know that with COVID, so many people's mammograms were postponed or canceled, and so many doctor's visits were postponed or canceled. So women may not remember or when their last mammogram was or when they're due. So it's so important to empower yourself to take action and schedule that mammogram. In terms of how often you need a mammogram, we do recommend women start at 40. There's different ages depending on what organization you look at, but the American Cancer Society does recommend 40, and that's what we follow. And this is so important because we're seeing younger and younger women present with breast cancer. And what I always stress is that a mammogram does not prevent cancer. So the virtue of having one mammogram does not mean that you won't get breast cancer down the line. But what it allows us to do is to detect breast cancer at its earliest stages, where it's curable and may not need such intensive treatment.
And how often should a woman get a mammogram?
So those recommendations slightly differ as well. We do recommend that women get a mammogram once a year. There are some guidelines that say 1 to 2 years, but we really, really feel that once a year is the best way to make sure that anything is detected early. With that said, that's a conversation that you have with your doctor. Mm-hmm. There's also a lot of debate about when women should stop getting mammograms, and there's really no set cutoff for that. But what we do know is that as long as a woman is healthy and does not have multiple other medical conditions that she's being treated for, we would recommend continuing irregardless of age.
That makes sense, because better to be safe than sorry.
And what we're seeing is that women are living longer and longer. So if you're living till 85, 90, 95, and you haven't gotten a mammogram in 10, 15 years, we're seeing older women present with very advanced cancer. Masses that are very big, that are protruding through the breast. And if they had gotten a mammogram, we would have picked it up early. So now they're not dealing with these large masses with wounds, with things that are affecting now their medical condition.
Going back a little bit to schedule a mammogram, I was really happy to hear the Valley commercial on scheduling a mammogram, and Valley Mount Sinai Comprehensive Cancer Care Center really makes it easy to do.
Absolutely. First thing is that you can schedule your mammogram online. So you no longer have to call, be placed on hold, wait. That's something that deters a lot of women. Whereas if you can schedule it with a quick click, you're in, you're done, you got it on your calendar. So that's the first step. So all of our mammograms can now be scheduled online for screening mammograms. The next step is that a lot of women have always said, hey, we want our mammogram results the same day, right? The anxiety, the stress of waiting for a mammogram, and that fear is actually what deters women sometimes from getting it done, because they're scared of the results and the wait can be very, very hard. So we're now offering same day results, which is huge. You know, we've listened to the community. We have heard what women need and we have responded to that. So you can go online, schedule it, you get your results the same day. It's just in and out. And I will tell you that the experience at Valley is, it's fantastic. The staff, they're wonderful. It's a really, really comfortable, calm, anxiety-reducing experience.
And that is huge, getting the results the same day. That is huge.
Absolutely.
If breast cancer runs in your family, one should certainly be vigilant. We've been hearing about that. But many women will get breast cancer without there being a genetic link.
So only about 5 to 10% of breast cancers are linked to a genetic mutation. So that's a very small minority. With that said, there are families that have a family history of breast cancer where there is no genetic mutation that has been identified, but we know that that family history certainly still increases your risk. So what we typically recommend is that a woman either start at 40 or 10 years younger from when her first degree relative was diagnosed. So for example, if your sister or your mother were diagnosed at age 45, we would recommend that woman start at 35.
Anything to keep in mind, especially, you alluded to this earlier, during this COVID crisis, I'm sure that a lot of women are saying, I'll wait until the pandemic doesn't seem as bad. But what do you say to women who say, I'll deal with that later?
I hear this every day. People are scared. Understandably, they're nervous. They don't know what the safety conditions are going to be like. What I tell people is we don't know when this is going to end. And if it was a few months and we knew that, okay, by January, everything will be back to normal. But we've been saying this now for the better part of a year, and there's really no end in sight. This is our opportunity to say, to pivot and to say, look, this is the situation that we have to live in right now. How do we take action and control of our own health? We may not be able to control the diagnosis of breast cancer, but we can control how we find it in most cases and when it's identified. So if people are nervous and they're not sure, call your facility where you get imaging. Valley is impeccably safe, but in any place where people are going to get imaging, call them and say, what are your precautions? Let them comfort you and know that you're going to be taken care of. Because we don't know when this is going to end. So we don't want people to put their cancer screening on hold because that can have disastrous consequences down the line. And we are already seeing in statistics and research that's coming out that so many people have deferred or postponed their cancer screening. And the long-term repercussions of that really are going to be quite significant.
That was well said. Thank you for that. You are at the forefront in treating breast cancer. What is new, if anything, in the battle against the disease? And are we any closer to a breakthrough or a cure?
There's so many new advances. There's a lot of advances in metastatic breast cancer. So those are women whose cancer has spread beyond the breast and lymph nodes and perhaps gone to their liver or their lungs or other organs. And there have been a lot of new targeted therapies that are prolonging survival for women, which is incredible. In early stage breast cancer, we are starting to see new drugs. We're starting to see a change in the way we approach breast cancer. So we used to, when people were diagnosed, you got everything. You got chemo, you got radical surgery, you got all these treatments. And we're now really realizing that tailored therapy and the less is more approach still gets you the same, if not better results, but spares you the toxicity of all of these treatments. So we can spare about 70% of women with early stage breast cancer chemotherapy now, which is amazing because the side effects of chemotherapy are real and they can have long lasting repercussions. We're also seeing a big push, and this is something I'm passionate about, in more and more data about risk reduction, things about what you should be eating, how often you should be exercising, all of these things that we as women can do to decrease our risk. And that's huge because you don't have control necessarily over a cancer diagnosis, but you have control over how you take care of your body. And we now know that does translate into a significant risk reduction. So exercise, the guidelines are pretty intense, but what we recommend is moving 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And what I tell patients is if you are sedentary right now, you may find that that's a very big goal. So you set baby steps for yourself. A lot of women say, well, if I can't do 30 minutes, it doesn't count. And that's just not true. You do 5 minutes here, you do 10 minutes there, but it really adds up and you start small and understand that every movement you do is a journey in reducing your risk. In terms of diet, the data really supports a Mediterranean diet that's really kind of more plant leaning, lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, more chicken and fish and less red meat. Really, with breast cancer, we want to limit not only our red meat consumption, but our processed meat consumption. So we're talking deli meat, bacon, sausages. Those are all things that we want to decrease our consumption of dairy is something that comes up all the time, and dairy is safe in moderation as anything is. And the same thing with soy products. So those are completely safe as well. What I tell my patients is when you go to the grocery store, shop the perimeter of the store. So that's where all your whole foods are. That's where your fruits, your vegetables are, your plants. You want to limit your trips down the aisle because that's where you'll find the processed food. You know, if it's got 20 ingredients on the label and you don't recognize half of them, that's something you want to stay away from. And the last part about lifestyle reduction is alcohol use. So one drink per day increases your breast cancer risk by 10%. So that can really add up. So we do recommend limiting alcohol. And I realize that it's impossible to tell people to eliminate altogether. So we kind of aim for about no more than 2 to 3 drinks per week.
Wow, that's quite a statistic. One drink a day, what did you say?
It increases your risk by 10%. But the caveat to that is that that's 10% of what your baseline risk is. So if you're already at high risk because, let's say, a family history and other factors, 10% of that can be quite significant.
Wow, I'll say. That's very sobering. Dense breasts. Some women I know didn't even know that they had dense breasts. Is there special care or screening that would be wise to get if you have dense breasts?
Absolutely. So New Jersey does mandate that breast density be reported on a mammogram. So that's really important because by reading your mammogram report, you'll know what your breast density is. Some women do require an ultrasound on top of a mammogram. At Valley, what we do is our radiologists, when they are reading the images, they will say whether a mammogram is sufficient given the breast density, or sometimes they do say, you know what, an ultrasound would be helpful here. So it's really a collaboration with the radiologist that we work with. But yes, some people do require ultrasounds. We don't go as far as to say that every woman with dense breasts needs an ultrasound because that's a little too much of a blanket statement and doesn't take into account individual characteristics. But women should know that if they have dense breasts, they may be asked to have an ultrasound on top of a mammogram.
And I think that's important to know going in because a lot of times I've heard women say, well, they just get an ordinary mammogram and then find out that they have dense breasts and they have to go back in. And that's often enough to get them not to go or to put it off because of fear.
Exactly. Fear is such a big part of the culture surrounding breast cancer screening. But it's important to understand that most women will have a normal mammogram. And I want to reassure women who are listening that although we're scared, understandably, 95% of the chance it's going to come out just fine.
And that's important to know. Well, you've been absolutely fantastic. Anything that you want to mention that I didn't ask you about?
You know, I'll end by saying what I'm telling everyone I'm seeing these days is this is our opportunity to take charge of our own health. This is our chance to say, this is what I need to get done. It's our chance to live our healthiest lifestyle right now.